Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesdays with Willa, and I am your host, Willa White, and this is the Lilydale Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm a registered medium here in Lilydale, and my special guest today is also a registered medium, and she has the bonus of being my mother, Bonnie White. Thanks for coming on the show, Mom.
Thank you, Willa. I just think this is wonderful.
Those of you who have been following Wednesdays of Willa know that my mother has been a guest on, I think it was my third show, my mother was a guest. So if you want to look back in the archives, you can look at that show. We talked about spirit art, and we talked a little bit about family background and things that were part of our growing up, my growing up, and my mother's exposure to spiritualist ideas, healing, and mediumship. Thanks for the hearts, everyone. So as far as the radio show goes, you're able to listen in on two formats. One is through blogtalkradio.com/LilydaleRadio, Wednesdays with Willa, if you want to just listen only online, or I am Facebook Living the show, so you can look at things, see us visually, and listen in. So great to have two formats so you guys can enjoy us. And thanks for all the hearts and likes. We appreciate that very much. So today, I just want to make sure I start with the call-in number. If you're wanting to call in and ask a question or share a beautiful story about Lilydale, you can call us. And the call-in number is 818-739-8818. I'm going to start all over with that. So it's 818-739-8188. Again, 818-739-8188. So as we joke almost every time, it's a lot of eights. but we hope that you can call in, and we're going to be talking about spiritual development, mediumship, faith, and family. That's the focus of my particular show, and I like to have a guest on my show. And for those of you who don't know my mother, Bonnie White, she is an artist and also a spiritualist medium. She's a Lilydale registered medium, and her art manifests spirit, and her mediumship allows spirit to manifest in her art. And her life's work really melds those two activities, and each nourishes the other in a unique and enduring way. And if you're wanting more information about my mother, you can look at her website, which is www.bondspirit.com, to see more examples of her spirit art. You can see the full color portraits that she's done on there. So today we're going to focus on talking about developing inner vision and those inner images that we show ourselves that form our lives, and sometimes those are memories or fantasies, dreams, or visions. And those inner images really help to supply the creative force in art and spirituality and psychology and healing and daily life. And so we're going to talk about how to open your mind's eye to that inner world. And my mother is a well-versed in this subject, so I'm glad she'll be able to bring her thoughts and expertise to it. So what did you want to share about inner vision today?
Oh, the main thing I would like to share is about the inner light. Vision requires light. If we just are in the room and somebody turns the lights off, we can't see anything. So in terms of inner vision, we have light always. within us.
Yeah.
And as I read recently, I wish I could remember the book I read it in, but it was talking about the fact that God's light is in all things, even material objects. So there is a point at which when we discover our inner light, we also discover and become able to discern the light within many things besides ourselves. And it's very easy sometimes to see the light in another person. It's a glow that comes out. Some people are so close, you cannot see that light.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that is, but that's the way it is. But others, the light is so present in their faces, and frequently it just comes from their eyes. But it doesn't have to come from their eyes. I have to say that.
It can also come from their very being, right?
That from their very being. From they seem to emanate a light.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes people, when they're doing mediumship, will have an inner vision that's quite well developed. But there are other ways that you can get tuned in to the spirit. And those include all of the things like clairvoyance is what we consider using the light,
mm-hmm.
the eye,
mm-hmm.
the inner eye. But there are the feeling, the sensate feeling, the feeling of a thing. If you held something in your hand, you could begin to feel the presence that is in that. And I know that in Rudolf Steiner's idea of development, he has people focus on a seed, focus for days on a seed, not just, I'm looking at a seed, yes, I think it might be a radish, I don't know. But it's like you focus on the seed and the life force in the seed. So as even in the Bible, when it says your faith is like a mustard seed, there is a focus that goes there.
There's a potential energy.
There's a potential energy, and when that is ready to develop and has the right nurturing, that mustard seed will grow into a plant. And I was surprised how big a mustard seed is. It's not like a teeny, teeny, teeny seed. It's actually visible. So that's just an aside. But
I like what you said about seeing the inner light when you look in someone's eyes, because so frequently when you look in their eyes, you can really see what kind of person they are, but you can see their soul. That's what I always look for when I look into people's faces and people's eyes. And there are people that have cold eyes,
mm-hmm.
and you can just feel the freeze.
Yeah, you don't want anybody to see in.
Yes. Yes.
So there, you don't have to have somebody see into you just because you have that capacity.
Yes.
And there may be occasions when people need to feel protected from that.
Feel protected.
I can understand that.
Sure.
But it's really wonderful when you have somebody that you meet and they have that light within. So I have to say that children sometimes have that light so visible.
Yes. Oh,
it
absolutely.
A baby, they don't even have to open their eyes. They're glowing. A baby is glowing. So you're born with this light that is so present. I don't think anybody who sees a little baby could miss seeing that.
Well, I see it conveyed in portraits. I know when we've gone to art museums especially, and we're communing with art together,
mm-hmm.
and we'll see certain styles where they did Jesus and Mother Mary,
yeah.
and those who were the saints and angels had that halo effect around them. So their inner light was shining outward, and it was represented in the paintings.
Yes, that's a symbolic representation
mm-hmm.
of the entire crown
mm-hmm.
area,
mm-hmm.
which is considered a higher consciousness.
Yeah. The crown chakra, connecting you with the divine.
And so symbolism is very important. Everything can become a symbol. actually.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
If we imagine, sometimes people think it's just an imagination, but almost anyone can imagine their car. It doesn't have to, and your car is not in this room.
Yeah.
But it's in your inner vision. They can imagine their doorway. It's in your inner. It's easy to find out where your inner vision is located by just imagining something that's not in the room.
It's in your mind's eye. A lot of people like to describe it as that movie screen in the mind.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And some people try to make that go away.
Mm. Yeah.
So, but to identify where it is, I think, is very important. That is where your vision is occurring. Just because we have eyes and we take in so much through our eyes doesn't mean that's the only way we can see.
True.
And it uses that same inner space somehow. So the point that we're trying to think today about is the art and mm-hmm. how that develops the inner vision.
Yes.
So as an artist is painting, let's say you were painting a portrait. You would have somebody sitting there, and the object is to make it look like the person.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're
Realism.
Looking at the person, and you're seeing the face shape. You get that face shape. It's very symbolic. It's just an oval or a circle that you're drawing, but that just symbolizes. So here we are with a symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start dividing it kind of mathematically. How far is the forehead from the eye? Across the eyes,
mm-hmm.
how far is it from the mouth, and where's the chin? You start to get mathematical there.
Mm-hmm.
Mathematical means symbols. Usually, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know.
Yes.
And so all the things we use in this life have to do with symbols. Then you go from there. So meanwhile, you're looking at the person who is sitting in front of you, and you're trying to match that up with the picture. In doing that, you're recording a vision. You can't sometimes look at the whole face. You have to look at a specific spot.
Mm-hmm.
You might be looking at the eye. And you start with the eye shape. Again, you have a kind of an almond maybe shape that's drawn.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to go through the mathematical part and so on. But as you do that, you're going vision. And then you see the blank paper, you're using your inner vision.
Yes.
You're using your memory, but it's an instant.
Yes.
So you begin to have the ability to record within what you're seeing on the outside. And the same is true when you're going outside and drawing a landscape. And you begin to record back and forth, back and forth. And that is actually developing your inner vision and your ability to use it.
Yeah.
And that's the importance of art. People want to throw art out because it doesn't seem to fit into the schooling. But if you want to do anything in your head without it being in the room, visualizing it, let's say you want to work with your future, you can walk down the path of your own future.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look at it and say, if I go this way, if I go with this group of people, and you can visualize all your friends, you can go with this people, you can look at your family. People begin to use genealogy sometimes to find out who they are. They're looking back, but it's something that's resonating within them. So your eyes then become not just inner vision, but they become your body itself.
Yes.
And people don't realize how many vision possibilities they have with their own body, even the steps they take.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You actually do have some eyes in your feet. And then, this is another thing.
Really quickly, we were just at the Spartan obstacle race and this past weekend, and when they were instructing the children for the kids' races, she said, you have antennas. You know, she went like this for the little kitties.
Uh-huh.
And she said, they are in your feet.
There you go.
She was telling you, like the children, your feet are your antenna, and they'll tell you where you're going and give you a sense of space and how to handle terrain in your life.
And I think we could all use that.
Yes.
Especially as we get a little older.
Yeah, yeah.
To know that our feet have eyes.
They do.
It's wonderful. And so That is great.
Yeah. Like
because
you're just instructing them.
Gets into the physical body's inner vision.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I know, when you're walking down the stairs at night, instead of counting the steps, you feel them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't turn the light on, you use that sense that you have developed. And the same is true with your hands and every part of your body. So the inner vision isn't just for art,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but the development of it can really speed that up,
yes.
The development of the recording of it. I know when I was studying with a lady in Jamestown, in a circle, Jamestown, New York, and she was talking about the inner vision,
mm-hmm.
and she was telling us that each plane has a different color.
Mm.
So she says, when you aren't sure whether you're on the etheric plane, the astral plane, the mental plane, the higher consciousness, she said, you can tell by the general color of that plane which plane you're on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like an ambiance.
Sure.
With it. But it's interesting how some people have developed that and made it conscious. The particulars. So as we as mediums develop, we're making more and more things conscious to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the importance of developing the mediumship, and that's what Lilydale's about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Helping other people, not just the mediums who are here, mm-hmm. but other people who come to develop their inner consciousness to be able to identify the things that they feel and see from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
The things that are available to us, and just like staying on the highway, you have to have an intention of where you're going. You have to have an intention of where you're going as you visualize.
Yes,
and that is so helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Just so helpful. And let's see, I was remembering this morning about one of the things Patricia Price said,
mm-hmm.
when we were studying with Patricia, and she said when she was first starting her mediumship, and there was a place where she was where there were other mediums, and she knew something about the person that was getting the message, and she said she knew it because the color was, I think she said, green. The other medium who was also developing with her, when they spoke together, that other medium knew the same thing, but she saw orange, and that meant the same thing. So all of these things are also very individual. I don't think that we can say, okay, this plane is always this color or this plane. It's the color that you discover,
mm-hmm.
when you are being totally honest with your mediumship. It's the things that you discover that are very important symbols for you and will continue to be.
That's why people have to develop their own dictionary of symbols and what colors mean.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And all of that symbolic meaning will be in your inner vision, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting and very exciting.
Absolutely. Those of you who are just joining us, we have the Lilydale Blog Talk Radio Show, Wednesdays with Willow, going on. I'm Willow White, your host, and my special guest today is my mother, Bonnie White. And we're discussing developing inner vision and what's involved with all of those. If you want to call in to join the discussion, you can call us at 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. And I do see we have a caller, so we pause real quick and see what they want to offer with the discussion. And the last four digits are 1245. Again, the last four digits are 1245. And here we go. Let's see if we can get them on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Joy from Kentucky.
Wonderful. Thank you for calling in today, Joy from Kentucky. And what would you like to discuss today?
Oh, I was just listening, maybe I thought I could learn something.
Sure. Well, we're talking about developing inner vision and what's involved with that and the creative force that is within us that helps us to do that. Have you had any experiences with developing your own inner vision?
The only thing that I could say is there might be a song that will come to mind. It's like a song that I haven't heard in over a decade, and I literally turned on the radio and like would hear it, and I'm like, okay.
And you would hear this song, and what would happen?
Oh, just nothing. It would be like on my local radio station. It would be something like that hasn't been in rotation for a decade, like an Aerosmith song. And then in the morning on the way to take my daughter to school, I would hear it. I'm like, okay, well, what was that?
and so was that deliver a message to you from a certain someone, or is that something that you just felt an attraction to that particular song?
I'm not really sure, but I'm very interested in learning about it.
Okay. Well, sometimes spirit will use music to convey information or messages to let you know that they're with you. I think when you start to recognize synchronicities do occur in a life, it's really fun to see what happens. There is a difference between coincidence and synchronicity. So we do have to start to make that distinction within ourselves. And I think when you get to a level of trust in your own interpretation of the world and the way you're seeing it, it helps. So that's neat.
Wonderful.
Definitely. Well, anything else you wanted to add to the discussion about spiritual development, inner vision, or Lilydale?
I'm just quite interested in learning.
Okay. All right. Well, keep listening in. We're going to continue our discussion, and so glad that you called in today. Thanks, Joy.
Very thankful.
All right. So we get all kinds that they'll call in from all over the country.
Yes.
And I know outside of the United States there are people that are listening in and viewing this on my Facebook page. If anybody wants to know what that is, if you go to search Facebook and you put in Willa White Medium, you will find me. Although I do believe that Lilydale Assembly is also sharing this live on their Facebook site as well. So you can get it and view it that way. So, okay, so we're going to continue our discussion about inner vision. And you wanted to convey
some more?
I wanted
to say something about Joy.
Okay, yeah, since her name was Joy.
Because when she said she was Joy from Kentucky, that immediately, you know, like she was talking about the song that she hears, Joy from Kentucky was one of my best friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
And she's passed.
A different Joy, yeah.
Oh, man, makes me want to cry. So it's like, I thought, wow, thank you.
That was a message for you.
It was a message for me to have Joy call. Aww. And I just wanted to say that.
Thanks for calling, Joy. Little did you know.
Little did you know.
Oh, that's fun.
That was good.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to developing inner vision, there are things that seem to help us to do that. And in meditation, I feel is a wonderful way to develop it. You know, when you're having that stream of consciousness and the images that come forward in this, I think exposure to art, you know, going to art museums and nature and having that kind of awe and wonder in the world also help with building up those visual spiritual muscles, you could say.
Right.
Pump them up. So what do you think has really helped you in your development?
Well, when you mentioned the stream of consciousness,
mm-hmm.
That is definitely working with your inner vision.
Mm-hmm.
And it begins to make more and more sense. Sometimes things don't make sense right away. Let's say you have a dream.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't always make sense right away.
Right.
But after you wake up from the dream and you realize it's a dream, it's not the real life, then you begin to get to feel trails there of consciousness that you can begin to understand more about yourself, and it could be more about a message that's coming mm-hmm. to you. So I remember my parents used inner vision. If they were going to make a big decision, they would say, well, we can't make this decision until we sleep on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they were tuning into some inner visions that would come through, or inviting an inner vision to come in.
Well, frequently when I'm making decisions, I will do that. Take a pause.
Mm-hmm.
Take a pause and see what comes, because the divine is always offering us divine hunches,
mm-hmm.
Inspirational leads,
right.
Intuitive leads that mm-hmm. assist us in all of that. And we want to be in the flow of God's will.
That's right. And because God is the light in all things,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
so we can see the light. It's interesting because at first when you understand that God's the light in all things, well, then it's everywhere, so then it's almost like overwhelming.
Yeah.
So, but even that, it gradually comes into your consciousness in a way that is personal and is acceptable. And all of the little clues about how to live your life become accessible as well.
Mm-hmm.
And your relationships with others become accessible.
Yes.
You stop seeing them as a piece of material. And you begin to see them as a soul or a spirit.
Soul. Yeah.
And it's a whole different relationship when you see a person as someone who has a higher spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to see it. And then to extend that out from the people that you love dearly to the other people who are in your life and why.
Mm-hmm.
So everything becomes an opportunity. And inner vision, I believe, goes with you the whole way. You're walking with inner vision even in your feet.
Even in your feet.
Even in your feet.
And I remember there was a medium who was blind. She would get up and beautiful blue eyes that she had, and she would get up and give messages in church, and she couldn't see anyone, but she could see spirit. So even if you don't have physical sight, you still have inner vision sight. And so there's a lot that can be done in that. So, it's not about compensating with other physical senses.
Mm-hmm.
It's about our spiritual senses being heightened and being living from that awareness space. So I do feel that's important to mention when it comes to inner vision.
Mm-hmm.
It's not dependent on your physical sight.
That's true.
So, I remember reading in one of my favorite books is Living with the Himalayan Masters by Swami Rama, and he talks about how your whole being is an eye. In fact, he's studying with different gurus in the Himalayas and around India. He, as a young boy, his guru took him from his family home, and he studied with various gurus, and one of them would just sit there and have things brought to him, and he would be in meditation, and his eyes would be closed. And 2 years went by. I think it's 2 years. And the guru had never spoken directly to Swami Rama. And he was getting kind of upset. He was like, and he went to his master guru, and he said, why are you having me study with this man? He never says a word to me. I could just, be a lump, a rock or a log, and he wouldn't know the difference. And the guru said, just stick with it. And the next day he went back, and that guru said, so you think that his eyes are closed still. So you think that I am only viewing you as a rock or a log, and that I do not see you, but I see more with my eyes closed than most see when their eyes are open. And he peeked just a little bit. He opened up his eyelids just a teeny, teeny bit, and all of this joy and light was beaming out of him in that moment. And so Swami Rama, he really learned about that inner vision concept, yeah. and that the whole being is an I. So I wanted to share that story with you all, because it's always amazing to me how that gets developed.
And also Helen Keller.
Oh, yes. Tell them about Helen Keller.
Helen Keller was able to see what a person was wearing, what color
it was
wearing.
For those of you who don't recall who Helen Keller is.
She was a person who was blind, went blind when she was very, very young.
Yes.
And she didn't have hearing.
That's right.
So she, I think most people know who Helen Keller is.
I would hope they do, but just in case, you know, I just wanted them to know that, but that she knew what people were wearing, and without someone telling her in advance.
That's right.
Just so you know.
Mm-hmm. And she would also go on inner trips to places, mm-hmm. like Switzerland. I think that was one of the ones she went to, that I was reading about. And
do you think that was astral traveling?
I think it was.
Okay.
I don't know, because she didn't say.
She didn't. They didn't know how to define that necessarily.
Maybe she did. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't something that she said or that I read in that particular thing. So
I wanted to tell people, my mom's going to do a few spirit art readings in a little bit. And I know we have a caller, so the next caller coming in will probably do a spirit art. But I have to just share this real quickly with you. When you read about, is it C.W. Leadbeater? He worked with theosophy, mm-hmm. and he did a lot of meditation work. And one of the things that he discovered is that he could go inward and know things on deep levels, because as much as we have the infinite outward, we have the infinite inward. And he was able, the periodic table of elements, in science that we have, like what's hydrogen, what's oxygen, those kinds of things, what's copper. He could go to the depths of degree and tell you what was joined with what to make that particular element, on an atomic level and even subatomic level. And he was able to do that through inner vision. And it was later proven by science that he was right about the constructs of things. And so he did that on an inner vision level. So you mm-hmm. can see things. And that was pre-talk about quantum physics. That as much as science is trying to catch up with what is perceived on an inner level, we do have to keep in mind that we can see things to a microscopic, nano level if we wanted to. And we limit ourselves with our inner vision so often, not just outwardly, but inwardly. So hopefully you'll be inspired after today to do a bit more of that within yourself.
I love that.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I had to share that.
Yeah, and I remember reading that they were counting particles or something.
They were counting particles. And he would have, I think her name was Anne, and she...
Annie Besant?
Yeah, Annie Besant. She would sit with him, and he would describe it, and she would do the drawings of this
mm-hmm.
based on what he was giving her from those amazing meditations. So that people can do that. And then, of course, it doesn't get verified until 100 years later.
But that makes it more believable.
I guess it does. Yes. It does make it more believable.
They didn't know about it at his time.
Well, shall we do a spirit art?
Sure.
So let me take caller number 1257. And let's see, 1257. I'm going to bring you on the line. Hello, hello, and what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Tonetta. I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA, and this is the first time I found your show.
Oh, wow, so I'm glad that you're able to find us today. Thanks for calling in from Philly. So your name is Tonetta, is it T-O-N-E-T-T-A? Or?
Yes, it is, yep.
Great. Okay, so we have that spell. My mom's going to write your name on the spirit art a little bit later after the show. I will post it on my Facebook page so you can see it, okay? So
okay.
I'm going to mom handle this, but we're going to do a spirit art reading for you now if you'd like.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, the way I do the spirit art reading is I close my eyes and draw. I have a piece of paper, and I've written your name on it. right there. And I will close my eyes and draw a little something and see what comes through for you. Okay?
Okay.
And we'll have a little discussion, I guess, on what came through.
Yeah.
Okay.
Later, I think you'll...
Yeah, I'll post it later.
I just have to get in a state here. I usually say a prayer right before, but I said a prayer a minute ago. So connect with spirit, because the higher consciousness, I've never known you. I don't know you. And I'm depending on the spirit artist to help me. So, okay, here we go. Let me see. Okay. It's very interesting.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Do you see a nose here?
I do see the nose there. I see a face here.
And a face here. Okay,
So what happens in my mother's spirit art, because she's an artist and spirit works through her that way.
A nice face there.
Faces start to emerge, and she, again, starts with her eyes closed and uses charcoal in these small kind of mini readings. And you'll see this later online. But... go ahead and tell her a bit about it.
I'm going to show. Let me see if I can show it. But I don't know if she's on Facebook. But there's a face. There are quite a few faces in your piece. So obviously you have a strong interest in this. I mean, spirit is bringing through a lot of faces. And you love people. Anyway, that's what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one here on the side that is just smiling.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's someone who actually was, because it's looking toward what I would consider the past side of the page. So it would be someone who knew you probably very long time, maybe, or even from birth. So if you see, I don't know, maybe she
should
see, anyway.
see it later.
Okay. And just so happy that you are exploring these things, that you tuned in here, because it means that you have a direct interest. It's not just a synchronicity.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Okay. All right. So there's also another picture up toward the top, and it seems to be like a little round face, but I'm seeing with that a woman's head, and she has kind of fuzzy, it might be natural, but it's probably permed hair. And she's right near the top of the page. And she's coming in.
I see her fuzzy hair.
I see her fuzzy hair. And so you fuzzy have someone in spirit who's coming in, probably a grandmother feeling here. It's not real long, but it's not like a boy cut. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see, what's this? Well, what's really interesting here is I am seeing a horse.
Where?
See, right there. See that? There's the horse. And it's coming in behind this other one. So have you had a connection with horses in your life?
No. No.
Well, then that you would want to travel to where your people are from, because it's heading toward the past.
Oh,
and a horse in there, if you haven't had a horse, would mean that it's travel, it's horsepower, it's airplanes, trains, cars, anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's traveling with this other person who's coming in the picture, who's looking directly at the side, and it's a pretty good-sized picture. So there is some interest you have in your past, that you may even go places where your people are from. Okay?
Okay.
And let's see what else is here. See, that's the horse.
Yeah, I see the horse.
And if I don't forget to turn it in different directions, because you'll see
a
lot of other
things. Turn the picture in different directions once you see it, and other things will emerge over time even.
And there's also what looks like an owl. If I turn it
completely
totally
upside down,
I'm seeing an owl.
I see its beak and its eyes.
And it's the owl
in the body
symbol of consciousness going into the unknown, because they can see in the dark, basically. Whereas an eagle mm-hmm. can only see in the dark, an owl can see into the unknown, and you would be very interested in. Are we running out of time?
We're running out of time, my
okay.
goodness.
So I just want, you'll see this when she photos.
Yeah, you'll probably recognize some of the people in the picture and the faces.
Okay.
When she, so you'll be able to identify
yes.
with them when you can see it in person,
yes,
as it were.
Turn it in all the different directions because you'll
yes.
see that.
Because
okay.
it'll alter and change, and then you'll be able to know that it was with you in those ways, also symbolically.
Okay.
Too.
Thank you, Tonetta.
Thanks for calling in today.
Thank
and
you.
Like that'll be up on my Facebook page a little bit later. You're welcome.
All right.
I know time's going so fast. We're going to try to do one more spirit art here with, and before I have them come in, I don't want to forget to say this. I do have my JCC class tonight. So if you want to register, call the JCC Continuing Education Department at 716-338-1005. And that is tonight, October 18th, Care and Feeding of the Soul. This is important to nourish.
Jamestown, New York.
And it's in Jamestown, New York. And so if you want, there's still some places left in that class, so you can call and get that get registered. But we're going to take caller number 3543. And again, number 3543. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Angie. I'm calling from the Pittsburgh area.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling in today. We're talking about developing your inner vision, and we're doing spirit art readings right now. Would you like a spirit art reading?
Yes, I would. But can I ask something at the same time?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm just starting to get into, you know, inner visions and things.
Mm-hmm.
What had happened was I had suffered with depression over the years. And
mm-hmm.
when I lost someone really close to me,
mm-hmm.
like I kept seeing them. And, you know, everyone in the medical field kept saying, oh, it's like you're seeing things, hallucinating, that kind of stuff. is there any way, like I'm telling you,
absolutely.
Like I was here. I would hear them like they were standing right there.
Absolutely. That's,
and I struggled
that's,
with that for a long time.
Yeah. I think the medical profession is catching up with this. Over time, they will catch up on this. Well, you know, that's how it is when you're recognizing spirit contact from those that have passed over. So
it scared the bejeebers out of me.
Initially, I can imagine. Well, my mom has a spirit art ready here for you. So go ahead and
explain
like a little bit.
It sounds like you have a real gift,
yes.
Angie.
Yeah, it's so, a natural, you're naturally getting
yes.
messages from spirit.
Yes.
So there are faces that have emerged in the spirit art my mother's made for you.
Yes, and there's also, it looks like a male
mm-hmm.
figure, a head right here. See that?
We only have like
okay.
one minute.
Okay.
And so there's a oh my goodness.
Here. And he's coming in with a dog, too. So it would have been somebody who really did like the animals.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's a dog that's coming in, and there's a gentleman that's showing up. And I can also see a dog at the top of the picture as well.
There are two.
And I'm so sorry. Time's gone so fast. It always does. We will post this picture, and you can look at it on my Facebook page later on. And people
okay.
have a lot of fun. They have a lot of fun looking at the picture and saying what they like to see. So those of you who are paying attention to Facebook, you can give us some of your thoughts and what you see in the vision of the art that my mom's created for the two folks today, Tonetta and Angie. And we're going to post those a little bit later. And I'm sorry we didn't have more time for you, Angie, but time goes so by.
That's okay.
By.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for calling in. We hope to hear from you another day.
No problem. Thank
so,
you.
So with all of this, we're going to post this, and we will label it whose is whose. One is Tonetta's and one is Angie's. And that way you can get it off of the Facebook page. And as I said, people enjoy commenting about it. 2 seconds. I hope you guys can tune in next week. My guest is going to be Judith Rochester. She had to switch from this week to the next week. And so it'll be for JCC, it's 716-338-1005. Someone's asking on Facebook. But for Judith Rochester, she'll be here next week to talk about mediumship development circles. So there are other radio shows that the Lily Dell Blog Tech Radio does. And you can tune into them with Colleen Vanderzijn on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. with Embracing Your Essence. And then on Wednesdays, you have me in the morning at 10 a.m. And then you have John White at 8 p.m. And that's Journey of Light, or Journey into Light. I can't remember right this second. And then on Fridays is Celeste Elliott. And hers is at 10 a.m. Friday with Celestial Fridays. So you have those options to tune in to the other radio shows as well. But I thank you all for joining us today. We love talking about developing inner vision. Thanks so much for being here today, Mom.
Thank you all for listening, and I enjoyed thoroughly being here, Willa.
Sorry to squeeze those readings in, but we do what we can in the time allotted. Hope you all have a beautiful day. It is autumn. Bye, everyone. I think they meant the number to call in to the show.
No. Oh, maybe so.